Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At this time, I will direct you to your proper's insert as we speak together our introit, half verse by half verse. Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples.
Let the people praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Amen.
Mercy.
The collect of the day can be found on your propers instant. Let us pray.
Almighty, eternal God, in the word of your apostles and prophets, you have proclaimed to us your saving will. Grant us faith to believe your promises, that we may receive eternal salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Please be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Pentecost comes from Exodus, chapter 19. The people of Israel set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sodom, and they encamped in the wilderness there. Israel encamped before the mountain, while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This time I'll direct you once again to your small catechism insert. Today we continue our confession on the sacrament of holy baptism. Third, how can water do such great things?
Certainly not just water, but the word of God in and with the water does these things. Along with faith, trust this word of God. For without God's word, the water is plain water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism. That is, a life-giving water, rich in grace, and the washing of the new earth in the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul says in Titus chapter 3. He saved us through the washing of the new earth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saint.
The Epistle is from Romans, chapter 5. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like a trespass. For if many die through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God, and the free gift by that grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Like I said at the beginning of our service, we're going to start a little bit differently. So if you know the words, feel free to sing along.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones soon in me long, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Sung this song many, many times before. I couldn't even begin to keep track of how many times these words have come across my lips. They are words that have been part of my knowledge since I was just a little child. And I'm sure, based on how well you know the song, the same is probably true for many of you. But Jesus Loves Me is more than just a nostalgic part of Sunday school or VBS or something from our childhood. It actually echoes what Paul says in Romans chapter 5. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. We are weak. We are helpless. We are sinners. And the scriptures even tell us that we are enemies of God. I mean, most of the time, right, we'd like to think that I'm at least a blank slate or, you know, an empty canvas just waiting to be painted on. At the very least, I'd like to fill in my own blank. But that's not what the scriptures say. That's not what God tells us about ourselves. The scriptures reveal that, no, we are hostile toward God by nature. And it clues us into this reality that salvation has to be God's work. We don't even help a little bit. Not even a tiny, teensy little bit at all. It all has to be God's work. We don't do anything to bring ourselves to faith at all. Instead, what do we have to rely on? But Jesus' strength. Now, what is it that makes us so weak? And what is it that makes Jesus so strong? The scriptures answer that question, too, with these words. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Of course, this one man that the scripture is talking about is Adam, the father of all of humanity. And he shares his nature with all of his descendants, all of you. And so as he sinned and turned away from the goodness that God had in store for him, he was changed. He was corrupted. He became weak. Sin became his curse to bear, and it means that he had to bear the shame that would accompany that sin. He would no longer seek the goodness with which God wanted to bless him, but rather he would despise God, and he would despise God's goodness, and he would pursue sin. And he does. He experiences shame. He gets cast out of the garden with his wife, and he has to work by the sweat of his brow. And that's just one example. We see the same thing throughout the entirety of the Old Testament. David seeks his own pleasure with Bathsheba, and then he has to admit, I was brought forth in iniquity. Moses takes his staff, and instead of speaking to the rock to create water, as God had told him, he hits it. And then he doesn't get to enter into the promised land. Jacob steals his brother's birthright, and then he has to be on the run, fearing for his own life, that his own brother might kill him. Jonah, if any of you have been following our online Bible studies, what does he do? Well, he tries to flee from God's presence, and he ends up in the belly of a fish.
Sin brings shame.
And the truth is that we don't even have to go to the Old Testament to know that. Just take a look at your own life. Take a look at your own sin. Take a look at your own weakness. We get caught in sin all the time. We transgress God's law all the time. We screw up our relationship with God, certainly, but we see it as we screw up our relationship with all of these people who are around us. We say and do evil things that hurt other people. Or we say and do evil things, and then it kind of gnaws at the back of our consciousness. Sin always seems like a good idea when we're in the midst of it, when we're about to commit it. But then after the fact, it fills us with shame. It fills us with remorse. And eventually, it leads us to death. And in that, we are truly weak. Can any of us delay their death? Can any of us stave it off? We can't. We can't do anything to extend our life even by an hour. We certainly can't overcome death. And so what is it that makes us so weak, so helpless? We call it original sin. And it has plagued us each and every day of our lives since we've been born. We're all predisposed to do what is sinful. We are weak. But what's the next line? He is strong. Jesus is strong. But what makes Jesus so strong is that he comes into the world born of Mary. And not just Mary, the Virgin Mary. He was born from an earthly mother, but Adam's sinful nature is not passed on to him because he has a miraculous conception, because he is conceived by the Holy Spirit, not from the descendants of Adam. So while he shares our humanity 100%, and he lives as 100% man, even being tempted in all the same ways that we are, but he doesn't have original sin. He's born without our weakness. He's born without our helplessness. He is born without our enmity towards God. And as the scriptures inform us, the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. You see, Adam's sin caused him to become corrupt. It caused him to become weak, and it caused all of his descendants to have to suffer the same. But Jesus' perfection wasn't accomplished just for those who would be in Jesus' bloodline, because Jesus didn't have any kids. But instead, his death, his life, his resurrection, it was accomplished for the whole world. And so instead of needing to be born into Jesus' blood, now you receive it through spiritual means. You get accepted into God's family by the ways in which Jesus chooses. Holy Spirit-filled ways. You know, we call that shame thing, that sin thing that we have to deal with since we're born, we call it original sin. And the ways in which Jesus gives you his grace and welcomes you into his family, we call the means of grace. There are three. Baptism, the Lord's Supper, which we are going to be able to have here today, and the preached word. They deliver Jesus' grace to you. And so by your baptism, you become a child of God. You receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit only has one job, and it is to make you holy. And so, yes, you recognize your weakness. You recognize that you do not have the strength. But as Jesus sends you his Holy Spirit, you receive Jesus' strength. You receive Jesus' holiness. You receive Jesus' forgiveness. You are forgiven. And if you are forgiven, it means that the heavens are open for you. And it means that your eternal life is secure, that death that you could not defeat on your own, it has been conquered because Jesus lives again. Sin had separated you from God,
And now Jesus brings you back together with him. And all humanity with you. What about Jesus' death is so powerful? What about what Jesus does is so good for us? Is that he was innocent. Is that he died without sin, and therefore death could not hold him. But it gives way to resurrection. Life for Jesus, and life for you. See, Jesus' death and resurrection is the greatest expression of God's love for you. It has the power to overcome all sin, and therefore all death. So this day, rejoice and give thanks to the God who realized that we are weak and that he is strong. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand. At this time, we confess our God-given faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Son before all worlds, God, God, light of light, very God and very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came out of heaven, and was marked by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Church and her witness of hope to the world, that in every place across the globe, the voice of the Lord may be heard by the faithful preaching of the gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor in the fields of the Lord today, and for the Lord to raise up laborers for his harvest, that their work may be blessed, and they may be protected and defended against the enemies of the kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come to the Lord's table today, that they may receive the Lord's body and blood in faith, and rejoice in his gift of forgiveness, the renewal of their life, and the promise of the eternal feast to come. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who live under the flag of our nation, for those who govern in this country, and for the causes of peace and justice, that we may all be given grace and freedom to serve the Lord honorably and in accord with his word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor and hungry, the homeless and unemployed, and the oppressed, that the Lord would grant them mercy, and that we may help to relieve their suffering and want. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, that the Lord would grant them healing. For the wounded in spirit, that the Lord would make them whole. For the grieving, that the Lord would comfort them.
and especially for all affected by the ongoing pandemic and its effects, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who know the riches of the Lord's blessings, that they may cheerfully return to the Lord the tithes and offerings of a grateful heart, and give generously to the many agencies of the church, working to help those in need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the dying, that they may have peace at the last, and for our grateful remembrance of all those who have died in Christ, that in the fullness of time, the Lord may bring us with them into his everlasting presence, where sin and death will trouble us no more. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O blessed Lord, through Moses you called a people to yourself, and from them you delivered up your own Son to be our Savior. By his sufferings and death, he has redeemed us sinners from our sins, and by his resurrection, he has released us from the fear of death. Help us to live as your own people, doing the good works for which we were created, and praying with confidence the petitions and supplications of our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
At this time, we sing together the offertory. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Son into our flesh, to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink it all. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of the Lord." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you. and joy, your sins are forgiven. Amen.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. At this time, we sing together our closing hymn.